Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and we are in day 16 of our 40 days of Teshuvah prayer devotional. And our prayer is that the Father would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Again, we're using the El Chet prayer as a way of just looking at what I call the little foxes that spoil the vines, things that we sometimes ignore in our life. But if we ignore the little things, those little sins, those little attitudes, they grow up into big things. The goal of El Chet is get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. And this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 15, for the sin that we have sinned before you by exercising power. This is referring to misuse of power. For those who have been called to be leaders, we are called to be servants to His people. With that leadership comes power and authority to do what He has called us to do. Power in the hands of an immature believer can be very dangerous and damaging to the body. This also applies to those of us who have leadership positions in the secular world. How do we treat those that are our employees, staff, etc.? Do we build people up, or do we think that they are nothing but stepping stones for our own selfish ambition? As believers, God has endowed us with power as well to do His will upon the earth. Yeshua, our Messiah, is a perfect picture of one who exercised His power and authority to bless and heal. Yet He did not hesitate to rebuke those who misused their positions as well. Here Yeshua was rebuking the spiritual leaders of His day for their misuse of power. Matthew 23:23-28. Woe to you hypocritical Torah teachers and Prushim! You pay your tithes of mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the weightier matters of the Torah. Justice, mercy, trust. These are the things you should have attended to without neglecting the others. Blind guides, straining out a gnat, meanwhile swallowing a camel. Woe to you hypocritical Torah teachers and Prushim! You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of robbery and self-indulgence. Blind Purush, first clean the inside of the cup so that the outside may be clean too. Woe to you hypocritical Torah teachers and Prushim! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look fine on the outside, but inside are full of dead people's bones and all kinds of rottenness. Likewise, you appear to be people from the outside to be good and honest, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and far from Torah. That was the complete Jewish Bible translation. How are we to use the power Yeshua has given us? Acts 1:8. But you will receive power from the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses both in Yerushalayim and in all Yehuda and Shomron, indeed to the ends of the earth. Acts 4:33. With great power the emissaries continue testifying to the resurrection of the Lord Yeshua, and they were all held in high regard. Acts 10:38-41. How God anointed Yeshua from Nazareth with the Ruach HaKodesh and with power. How Yeshua went about doing good and healing all the people oppressed by the adversary, because God was with him. As for us, we are witnesses of everything he did, both in Judean countryside and Yerushalayim. They did away with him by hanging him on a stake, but God raised him up and on the third day and let him be seen. Not by all the people, but by witnesses God had previously chosen, that is, by us who ate and drank with him after he had risen from the dead. Romans 15:18-21. For I will not dare speak of anything except what Messiah has accomplished through me, to bring the Gentiles to obedience by my words and deeds, through the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Spirit of God. So from Yerushalayim all the way to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of Messiah. I have always made it my ambition to proclaim the good news where the Messiah has not yet known, so I would not be building on someone else's foundation, but rather, as the Tanakh puts it, those who have not been told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. Journal, food for thought. God apportions to everyone exactly what they need, whether wealth, intelligence, blessings, etc. Only when we feel our position is independent of God do we seek to dominate others for our own advantage. You know, we all have gifts and callings. Every single one of us from our mother's womb have been given gifts and abilities and callings. And we need to use that for His kingdom and His glory. Ask yourself, did I take advantage of those who were weak, either physically, economically, or politically? Did I manipulate or intimidate someone into doing something he'd really rather not have?